Welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. I am Martia Umar. Thank you so much for joining. On today's episode of the show, we will be discussing period poverty. Do you know that many young women and girls in Nigeria struggle with menstrual hygiene management due to period poverty, which occurs when there is a lack or inadequate access to menstrual hygiene products, including sanitary pads? Underneath the facade of supposedly bubbling girls living daily lives in many parts of Nigeria lies the problem of lack of access to proper menstrual hygiene management kits. From schools to business places, religious organizations, among others, a hive of women and girls face the harsh reality of inability to manage their periods due to poor access to sanitary pads. For Chioma Amadi, affording menstrual pad has not been easy, as she laments on how it has been difficult for her to get money to buy sanitary pads with the current harsh economy plaguing Nigerians. This 18-year-old senior secondary school student of a public secondary school in Kogi State narrates her ordeal.
Well, affording the sanitary pad has not been easy for me. It's been difficult. I'm a student, so I don't actually have a job, and I feel shy sometimes to ask people or, let's say, my family members for it, because I feel I should be able to, I don't know. Well, when that time of the month comes, I tend to quit everything I'm doing, tend to stay at home. Then maybe if I could find some wrappers that my mom's not using, or maybe a t-shirt, or maybe something, then I will make my own sanitary pad instead of having to embarrass myself by asking for money for it. So I just do it. Before, I could even say that I could save money. Like, I could save up to 200 naira, 250. I think, yeah, always was 250 then. But now, it's 700, 600. It's so expensive. And I can't really afford it anymore. So I just don't want to go through that kind of stress. So instead, I just sit at home, so I'll be able to, I don't know, so I'll be able to manage what I actually use. Well, I just don't know, because this economy in Nigeria is really harsh. Everything is increasing every day. And honestly, I don't know what to do anymore. But I just hope one day or someday I'll be able to have enough money or something like that to be able to buy for myself.
And that was Chioma Amadi, who said using sanitary pad during her period is nothing but a luxury that she cannot afford. Amina Abdullahi, Daily Trust reporter in Adamawa State, also shares with us conversations she has had with some girls on period poverty.
I am Amina Abdullahi, the Daily Trust and Aminia bilingual journalist from Adamawa. I am a mother, so, and as a mother, I have a little girl. And I also have married friends who we do confide in each other. So there was a time she was telling me that her daughter, her first child, she was approaching her puberty age, that she has concealed a very important thing. And I was like, what was that? She now said that the girl has started menstruating for the past 4 months and she's not aware of it. So I now blame her for not bonding. It's like they are not bonding, because had it been, she is bonding very well with the daughter and she's not drawing her closer to her, the girl would have confided in her since she has seen her first menstrual cycle. So after our discussions, I now blame the mother for her negligence over the daughter, and I now advise her on how she's supposed to like be drawing her closer since she has reached the poverty age now. So that was what inspired me, and I felt like this is a very important subject in which mothers are supposed to know more on in order to draw their little kids, especially when they are reaching from age 9 to 10, they should at least draw them closer, let them have that bond so that they should tell them what to expect at so age.
So, during the course of your interview, did you speak to any of these girls who have gone through some of these difficulties?
Yes, I've spoken with some girls from secondary school, and most of the challenges that they encounter was that of lack of this sanitary pad, that they cannot afford the sanitary pad due to the economy. As it is, the country is going through inflation, and most of them are finding it difficult to get a 3 square meal. So who will think of providing a sanitary pad to them? So it has become a challenge on their part. And most of them told me that they do use this cloth and use it like a pad. And it's usually prevent them from going to school because they get scared that what happens if the cloth got wet? How will they change it? And with that, they prefer to stay in their house than to come to school. So most of the challenges they encounter is the lack of the availability of the sanitary pad.
And that was Amina Abdullahi, Daily Trust reporter in Adamawa State. At this point, let's go for a quick break. The show returns shortly. Do stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get to Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. Before the break, we heard from an 18-year-old Chama Amadi. As she said, using a sanitary pad during her period is a luxury, and she's even forced to be isolated when she's on her period. So listen to this episode again or previous episodes of Nigeria Daily. Visit our website on www.dailytrust.com. You can listen and share the download link with others as well. But in this episode, we're discussing period poverty, how lack of sanitary kits makes menstrual hygiene a mirage for most women in Nigeria. Sanitary pads are a necessity to most women during menstruation. It is said that a woman uses at least 168 pads in a year. Imagine how many pads a million women would use and the impact it would have on their hygiene when this is absent. Zainab Ahmed Nasir has been in the vanguard of distributing sanitary pads to young girls in Kano to promote menstrual hygiene. She speaks with my colleague, Bilkisu Ahmed.
I'm Zainab Nasir Ahmed. I am the executive director of Inuit organization here in Kano State, Yospis.
Okay, Zainab, we would like you to tell us, like in a nutshell, what prompts you from providing sanitary towels for girls, especially upcoming young girls?
Basically, the reason why I started the campaign, I look at the situation that ladies, especially young adolescent girls, found themselves anytime they are on their period because they couldn't afford to buy the sanitary pad because it is expensive and they cannot open up to explain to their parents or guardians or relatives that are supposed to be buying for them. And I also look at how it affects their day-to-day activities, their health condition, their education, and other issues. So this gives me like a wake up and the power to start giving awareness, creating awareness, and also buying the sanitary pad to distribute to these young girls, especially the vulnerable ones, because they are the ones that they don't have the means to afford it.
So this campaign, is it still ongoing or it has stopped?
Of course it is ongoing, because recently I celebrated the Menstrual Hygiene Day, which is on 28th of May every year. So I'm still doing the campaign, and I also include other issues, like apart from distributing the sanitary pad, I also raise awareness to the community, to parents, and also to the government, in order to for them to start making an effort to end the problem of menstrual hygiene among young girls.
Yeah, because some of them, you find out that they don't even go to school when they're on their period.
Yes, it's I read a research by UNICEF that the figures almost keep my mind, but they said a lot of girls, especially in this part of the world, developing countries, they miss school during their period because they don't have the means to buy sanitary pads, and they don't have the information to take care of themselves. So they rather stay at home so that they will not go to school and felt embarrassed. And you see it affects their education and their health conditions. So I also explain these consequences for the general public in order for them to start giving their own effort to end this issue.
Okay.
And that was Zainab Nasser, Executive Director, Youth Society for the Prevention of Infectious Diseases and Social Vices. Your space. Whoever you are and wherever you are, please join the fight in reducing period poverty among women and girls in Nigeria today. And with that, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the people whose voices we heard on the show, we say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. It is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listen on NAS FM 89.9 Yola, Sawaba Radio 104.9 Hadeja, Jigawa State, Unity FM 93.3 Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 Mina, Niger State. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles. On Twitter and Instagram, you can find us at Daily _ Trust. On Facebook, you can find us at Daily Trust. Call or send us a message on 091-389-33390. That is 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening. I am Martia Umar. Bye for now.